heart beats faster and faster.
They sit quietly watching across the room, year after year, not even a boom. They sit quietly watching with their doll's eyes of black, just waiting for me to come back. Later at night, when the lights go out and the moon shines through the pitch black of night, they may come alive, running about. But by the morning, their souls have long gave out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a poem called Doll's Eyes by Sean Burns. That's by me. Thank you very much. And this is your Ghost by the Demon Hunter Show.
Yes, Paranormal Broadcasting, where I had a nice line there to go after that, but after listening to that, I forgot it, so we can move on.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that whoever the actual author was will be writing in because of Captain Plagiarism.
Whatever, I made it up moments before the show. That's talent.
It's not that's made it up if it's called cut and paste, Sean.
Whatever. Hey, gang, we are back live in studio if you haven't guessed, and we'll be in the G&D chat room all night long. And... or at least until Jason falls asleep and has it out.
You can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
.com, and this is the January 10th, 2010 broadcast of the G&D show.
And that would make me Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And that would make this, that'd make this the Sean P., the Ghost Man, whatever I...
And I'm still the Sex Panther, Jason Gowen.
That's right, yeah, the dancing kitten.
My friend Ashley's here tonight, too, and she's in studio with me.
Hi, Ashley!
Hello.
Do a meow. Hello, hello!
What?
Do a meow. Can you do a meow?
You're meow.
See, you're in the room with the sex kitten, so...
Oh, you
found the sex panther.
I'm a sex panther. Stop calling me kitten.
Are we going to start the show?
And where was I? Oh, yes. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Scudover Chambers and Jason Gowen is broadcast live on Absurd Radio. And...
wait, when did I start producing?
Well, you're here. And I just figured I'd throw your name in there. Broadcast live on Absurd Radio and Planet Paranormal Radio and is recorded for Planet Paranormal Radio, the Black Vault Radio Network, and the Para X Radio Network.
Okay, guys, here we go.
Sean, you don't mind if I make noises while you do your bit, right? You don't make mine. You don't mind. You don't mind. You don't mind.
Can't even breathe. You don't mind. Keep talking. Go ahead. I want you to talk all the way through it. There you go. Ready? Tonight's guest. Most of us have some kind of phobia when it comes to dolls. Well, tonight's show just might confirm why. From HauntedDolls.net, Steve and Kimberly Gunn join us. Steve is a world-renowned metaphysical practitioner. That's right, guys, metaphysical practitioner. And with his wife, Kimberly, they have worked with haunted dolls sent to them from around the country. These dolls roam the halls at night and have even attacked Steve sometimes. We'll hear from the black-eyed stuffed critters tonight and much, much more on your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Are any haunted dolls actually going to be on the show?
Am I supposed to say stuffed-eyed, black-eyed critters?
I don't know. But, you know, for the first time, we used up all the background music. So, with that, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
Are you heathens and hooligans? You won't get the hell out of here. You bother someone else for a while now, brother. I could use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this. I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans. You want to get the hell out of here. Yeah, you hear.
And now, the original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
You ever seen
Sex
a man naked?
Oh, what a way to welcome in Bob the Demon there, Sean.
I know, Sex Panther, the sex kitten.
That was lame.
God, I hate your face, Jason. Oh, man. Just your presence on the air makes me want to be a worse person. You know what I mean?
I've actually had to cough back vomit 3 times since we started the show because I forgot how much I hate you.
That's right. Paranormal Love coming at you from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
It's only, yeah. Your number one paranormal broadcast around the world, guys. Or at least we're calling it number one because that's how we roll.
Yeah, sure. Number 10 on one list, 5 on another. What are you going to do?
Right. That's what I think. I mean, I think it's. I think we got an okay show, don't you guys?
I think no, so.
It's terrible.
We did.
He had sex with my mama.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I enjoy our show. I think it's good. I mean, there are a lot of turds in paranormal broadcasting, but I think we're a shinier turd.
Well, you're like the first one that made chumarama.net. I made the assist, though. I was very happy by that. Here we are. That's right, guys. I brought it up again. Old news. But good stuff. I'm happy to be on chumarama.net.
It's kind of neat to have a girl laugh in the background during our show.
Actually got my banjo over here. I wrote a song about chumarama.net if you guys wanted to hear it.
Oh, did you? I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I was going to bring out the banjo, but I'm not going to now because your face.
Because you're drunk.
You ruined it. You ruined it for me. I learned to actually, guys, I am taking banjo lessons, and I was inspired by our little buddy Jason Gowan that's in the house, the sex kitten tonight. And he had told me we were on the road. We were filming some episode of Extreme Paranormal. The production company was trying to get rid of him. I was begging them to keep him. Me and Nathan was. And he had told me at the same time, he had said, you know, hey, man, I kind of play the banjo. And I was like, man, I was interested. So long story short, I've been taking banjo lessons.
So that means we can, when we get back on the road, we can jam.
Right.
Jamming banjos. Now, that means I'm going to be bringing a lot of earplugs on the road with me. So
no, I'm going to sing Kermit the Frog style.
Right.
That's a cow.
That's what I played for the sex kitten last week. I picked the actual wrong one, didn't I, Nathan? Didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did. It's.
Yeah, it did.
I told Jason, you missed it. I told Sean to move the little arrow on the wheel to another animal and pull the string again. So,
oh, did he finally figure that out?
He did.
I tried another one. It was in shape that time, so I didn't know what to do. But I kept going through it. So, what kind of week did you guys have, man? I've been a wild week here in the studios. What's going on?
Well, I know there were a lot of ups and downs. You know, when we first filmed Extreme Paranormal. But
I know a lot of the times during the week, Nathan, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, but nobody tried to run me over with a car. You know,
really? We're going to do this? We're going to do that?
Well, you were saying there was a lot of ups and downs, and I was going to say there was a lot of times where I felt strapped across the hood of a car like a deer. But only one here in the studio did that this week. Our very own Jason Gowan, the sex kitten. Jason, tell us the story. What happened, buddy?
First of all, it's Sex Panther. I'm trying to tell you.
I thought he said Psycho Kitten, so I thought that was a really cool name.
I was coming out of the gym, and I was...
accosted.
What?
You were accosted.
I was accosted. I saw the car coming, but I was at the crosswalk, and I was like, oh, I have the right of the way, and I thought she saw me, but she was on her cell phone, and she wasn't looking, and she ran me over.
Yeah, that is so, I mean, I
the cops saw it happen, so, like, they were on it right away, and she got in a lot of trouble, but, like, I'm a little sore right now, and...
Now, Jason, when you got pulled away from the car accident, did you tell the EMTs not to try to bury you alive? That's what I want to know.
I did forget. But the cop said that was the most hilarious thing he'd ever seen because when I got hit, I popped right back up on my feet and I just ran in a circle like I didn't know what to do.
This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
It was.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I hate you.
So you got hit, you popped back up, so it was kind of like a ninja. You was kind of like a ninja, man. Cat-like reflex.
Now, when you saw the car coming, you didn't get into, like, tiger stance like Hilary Swank in the next Karate Kid?
Swank.
I got more into a Kung Fu Panda stance, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you're usually in the Kung Fu Panda stance, so.
Yeah.
We kind of look alike.
Well, although I didn't get hit by a car this week, guys, I got to tell you, Jason, and of course you listen to the archives of our show. I know you do. And last week I was talking about how I had mice in the studio, and I killed 2 of them, man. I got them on the trap, and I think it's because Dracula moved in next door to me.
What?
Now, is it Dracula or is it just a vampire, Sean?
I think it's vampiric. I think it's like a whole vampiric tribe. I think because I seen like three of them today. They were actually they were out in the daylight, but they were wearing sunglasses. So that was one more thing, one more point against them for being the actual. But I haven't seen any more mice, so I think they're sucking them dry over there. I think they're killing them.
Wait, hold on, Sean. Let me ask you: Are they like scary vampires? Or are they more like the sparkly Twilight kind?
They're kind of like the Twilight kind with, you know, with the way you are, kind of all powdered up and pretty, kind of schoolboy looking kind of thing. And kind of Nathan's, you know, Nathan's got his hair all perfect and swished over all the time. Kind of like that. If you guys were vampires.
Instead of like the homeless bum look that you sport.
Well, you know, I always thought Sean is the Floby look. So.
Official sponsor of Dickies. Thank you from around the world. That's why, hey, Dickies fits everybody. Bums and hard workers alike.
And the Husky kids?
And the Husky kids. Husky. I'm bringing Husky.
You can't pedal Husky. You're too big.
I'm pedaling it. If you're under 270, you can pedal Husky.
And I'm Sean just breaks
right
that.
Now, guys.
So.
Write it down. Go in the forums. If you're under 270, you can pedal Husky. If you're over 270, then you might as well get hit by cars or something. I don't know.
I'm not under 270 and I got hit by a car.
Yeah, man, we're gonna get our drinks on. We're gonna party.
I can't control this machine, man. I keep hitting like one sound and it goes through like the whole cycle. I need help.
God,
I know. Well, you're used to working for those fancy shows with their own sound tech guys. I'm trying to do it all. I mean, I got to be the entertainment and the sound guy. You know what I mean? Oh,
well, you're dropping the ball on one of those things.
I know. But man, we got a great show tonight, guys. We got because you know. You guys know from when I was a kid, I was always scared of dolls. I mean, how many of us here in the studio actually, and listeners around the world, ever been scared of dolls?
When you were
kids or whatever.
Never scared of dolls.
Never?
Never.
Gowie?
I like dolls. Like, I have a ventriloquist doll.
I am terrified of that ventriloquist doll. It is disgusting.
See, thank you, Ashley. Somebody with sense is in the chat or here in studio tonight, which is so
Sometimes
different.
Sometimes I try to make her give him a kiss because she hurts his feelings. And I'm like, come on, give him a kiss. And she.
I was going to say, Jason's the only one here in studio that plays with dolls. I play with dolls too, but they come in the mail and they blow up. So it's,
I thought those were sheep.
No, those weren't sheep. Those were actually anatomically correct female dolls.
They weren't female.
I tried to get one that looks like you, but they haven't came out with the Chubarama.net specialty dolls yet.
Oh, that's scheduled for this next Christmas.
I can't wait. But yeah, we do got a good show, guys, coming on because I found these cats. I found them. Actually, I was looking for, you know, show ideas for the, and it gets hard, man. After 3 years of broadcasting, it gets hard trying to find new and refreshing guests for you guys here on the show. But we found Steve and Kimberly Gunn and from hauntedolls.net. And these guys have lived with these dolls for years. And Kimberly is a collector. She told me today, I was like, Kimberly, I was talking to her on the phone. And, you know, I said, how do you get these dolls? I mean, do you pay for them? Whatever. She says, a lot of the time, Sean, people will call me and say, please take these off my hands. They will package up the doll and they will send them to her. Because they've had so much problems with them. And we're actually, she's done EVP work with them, guys. And they've actually attacked some people there in the house.
No,
the
wait,
dolls.
They've attacked?
I wonder if she would let me have one of those dolls.
I don't know. I'm going to ask her tonight.
Does she have any haunted ventriloquist dolls Jason can play with?
I would absolutely take that.
That is terrifying.
See, isn't it terrifying? That's what I thought. What a great show, everybody. So turn your lights down low tonight. Hey, let's give a special shout-out to everybody around the world, all the listeners to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Thank you for joining us on what's sure to be another great episode, guys. And special thanks to everybody in the chat room tonight. We got Terry. We got the Superman. We got Ghost Chaser Shelly, the Professor. The Professor Slim King. What's happening, brother? We got Opal Daisy, Michelle D., Chicken Zombie Tom, Mandy, 77 times whatever. I can't see it. Mandy, sorry. Lenga 56, Michelle from NEPI, NEPI. And that's it, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, and a big shout out to our peeps in Charleston.
Peeps in Charleston?
We got peeps in Charleston?
Yeah, we got peeps in Charleston.
Well, who are they?
Good to know.
Who's the one?
It's not, well, there's one woman, but there's also a dude. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to set Sean up anymore.
Come on. I want to knock it out.
Nope, never mind. I'm just going
to
let this
There was a Chubarama joke just, like, ready to haul back there, and you just took it away.
Yeah, that was Chubarama was great, though. I loved that whole Chubarama. But I played that out, guys. I played that hand out. So I guess we can't talk about it.
You missed your window.
I did. I missed my window.
I want to know how big the window is, folks, because when Sean, Jason, and I were out filming, somebody would say something, and it'd take a second to really load in your brain what Sean was saying. And when you finally realized what he had said, you'd have a comeback, and then he'd look at you and say, missed your window. Now, right. I always thought to make the window, first, the comment had to be in English, and secondly...
was that a hit on me, Nathan? Was that a hit on me? I don't know.
Well, Sean, you didn't ask me why I was unavailable today to download EVPs.
Why were you unavailable today to download EVP?
Well, because I was out taking my first interview to join the Masons.
Wow. Very historical there, yeah.
So, I've always had an interest in the Masons. I've done some work with the Golden Dawn and with other groups, but since I was 8 years old, I wanted to join the Masons, and...
You can't say too much, Nate, because they'll kill you.
Yes, did ask for permission tonight to say, however... that I was in at my first interview to join the Masons tonight. So,
do they show you where?
Take us through the process. Like, what's the Masonic interview like? I'm sorry, Sean.
He can't tell you. It's secret.
It's not. The first part of it is not secret. The first part of it's not secret because they bring you in and they read you a list of basic rules, basic things that you can expect, asking you if you were expecting something else, and if at that point you don't agree. You can leave, and no harm, no foul. Once you take that step, you know, that you talk about... Basically, they ask me a lot about me. Unwisingly, I told them I work with Sean Burris.
That's a party foul at any party.
I know, but I did it. So we'll see if that comes back to bite me, but...
Double dog dare you!
Yes!
Yeah.
But, they showed me the temple.
We're going to get our drinks on and we're going to
park. I'm sorry, I didn't do that.
I cannot describe the temple, but I'll tell you, I walked in, and people know me, they know what I do, and I walked into the temple, and my jaw hit the ground. It was just so beautiful and so elaborate that my jaw hit the ground, and I was very, very impressed, and I'm really looking forward to taking the next step.
Now, what about your pants? Did they hit the ground then?
No, Sean.
That's the second part. That's the part you have to agree to.
Unlike the fraternity Sean has joined.
I was actually in the Eagles, Nate. I went through something similar. I've never been a Mason, but I went through the Eagles initiation, which you're not supposed to talk about. I was a member for about a year. And they had their little, it was called, I don't know if I can tell you what it was called. I don't know if they can still kill me or not. I'm not a member.
I was in Cub Scouts for a little bit.
You're not still in Cub Scouts? I thought
went to Cub Scouts. Your pants hit the floor.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
You know, I know those Cub Scouts will come out and sue you, so I just had to cover us there, Sean.
We got to redo that, Nathan, because nobody can understand what it says.
I know, but it's just a legal aspect there that covers us, so it's...
Like, what is that? What was he saying there? But it's so good to have everybody back. Jason Gowan's live in the house, everybody. Big applause for him. And we got Nathan here. We got the boys back in town, man. We're all on the radio show. This is very rare.
Is this some sort of attack at me that you're going to do right now?
No, I'm so happy right now.
I was going to come out with like an I'm itching line, but I knew Sean would have a line about that, about getting a cream for that. But, you know, I'm really longing to get a chance for us to broadcast all together again, to be in one place.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been a few months,
and we haven't seen each other. And
We were talking to the owners this week of the – I'm going to go ahead and say it, Nathan, because they will be on the weeks to come, guys. So the owner – I know we've had people on about the Ghost of Tombstone guys. But I was talking this week to the owners of the Birdcage Theater, the most haunted place.
Really?
in Tombstone, Arizona. And I thought, you know what? We've been going through all these ghost tour guides, right? And what do these ghost tour guides do? I mean, they're great, but they go up to the owners and they ask them for the stories and what they've seen. So what better to get information than to go to the owner? So I went to the owner this week, and of course he was busy this weekend, or he'd be on. But he had talked to us, and he said if we could ever make our way out there, actually it was Nova that had spoke to us. She said there's a very good possibility that all three of us would be allowed to stay overnight to do a live broadcast in the Birdcage Theater, guys, in the back where all
what?
The activities. Yeah. She said it would be very good publicity, and they would enjoy having us out, and it would just be us three doing a live broadcast, a live feed. And I know we've done that in the past.
Tombstone? Like, no way, man. There are way too many monsters there.
Oh, I know.
Don't worry there, Jason. Minor 49er is long away from Tombstone, Arizona, so...
49er! That reminds me, guys. Today was the wild card playoff start of the playoffs. Actually, it was the wild card episodes, and they had one good game. And I don't know if you guys got to see it, but it was the Arizona Cardinals and... now I forget. Not true, Blake, but it was a heck of a game, and I got to watch it. And the first game was terrible because it was Baltimore and New England, Nathan. I don't know if you watched your Patriots, but oh, my God. I'm not going to say nothing about them. But let's just say Baltimore is coming here on Sunday and or Saturday. I don't know which day. And they'll be facing the soon-to-be Super Bowl champions, the Indianapolis Colts. So it's getting pretty rough out there, guys. Good weekend of playoffs. And I just wanted to say go Big Blue. All our respect, all our love from the GD show to
now,
the Indianapolis.
Sean, I've got this question for you. Mm-hmm. Why are we a sports channel again, but last week when the Colts lost,
we weren't
talking football?
Well, you know, Nathan, we really couldn't talk about football last week because the last two games they've actually taken out their A team. They've taken out the regular players and put in, like, the C and D team.
Oh, I see.
I'm serious. They put them in for a weekend, actually, for nobody could get hurt leading up to the playoffs. So.
I see how it is. So with the chance of, doing what no one in their league had ever done before and having a perfect season, they took their A team out. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, Chicken Zombie Tom said Packers. Packers lost today, but, man, they put up a good fight. They put up a good fight, so...
Well, I did not watch football today, Sean. I did not because I was in a secret organization meeting. But
hey, do they tell you where not Albert Einstein, but do they tell you where the glasses are, like in the Book of Lost Treasures or whatever? Do they tell you where the secret glasses are for Edison?
No. You have to make it to I think the 31st level before you can find out where the glasses are. So it's
there are levels. Like you have to so it gets more even more secret as you go up.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Well, we got stories, guys. Actually, not stories. We got live news. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. I was listening.
Take a drink of my refreshing Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Cool. I'm gonna lean back and light up a Tarano cigar that I got at Butthead's Tobacco Emporium.
And you can do the hoedown throwdown.
Yeah.
Went down to Danbury Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut, and picked up a Tarano cigar. So I'm all set for the news. Got my drink ready for all the the drinking contest here. And
that's good. And in case you guys don't know about the drinking contest, if myself or one of the other crew mispronounce something, which it's going to happen, folks, take a drink. That's the G&D show drinking game. Okay? Jason, do you have your sippy cup there? Or?
I do. I have iced tea today, ass.
I like Ashley. I think I'm going to replace you.
I will.
That's funny. I like that. I'll be the new guy.
The new guy.
The new girl.
Ashley's the new guy.
The new girl.
Ashley, the big man. That's a new name. Okay.
We'll replace one chick on the show with the other, so it's okay.
Hey. Sex kitten.
She won't mind being called the sex kitten.
I'm not talking the rest of the show.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't unplug your Miley Cyrus microphone. Don't be like that.
It's Hannah Montana, Sean. It's the best of both worlds.
Oh, my God. I can't even breathe. Okay, guys, here we go. News comes out of ParanormalAbout.com for all your paranormal needs. Michael Jackson's ghost terrifies students, not in the United States, guys, but in Zimbabwe. That's right.
Oh, because they probably don't know. The kids over there probably don't know about him.
That's true. It might be. It says the reader has informed us of a bizarre story involving a sighting of the ghost of deceased singer Michael Jackson that is spreading through the African nation of Zimbabwe. I pronounced that right.
No, you did.
Do not drink. You can drink if you want to. The sighting of Jackson's ghost occurred in the St. Mary's Mission School, a Catholic institution in Zimbabwe's capital of Harare. Allegedly, a group of students aged from 12 to 14 years were sitting along with some of the nuns that work at St. Mary's and watching a nativity play that was organized after school hours. Children dressed as Mary, Joseph, and the wise men were on stage when suddenly the lights went out. Then ghost-like being appeared on stage, waving a white-gloved hand. The terrified students emptied the hall along with the supervising nuns.
Please, please tell me that Jesus got up and he did the Thriller dance.
Yeah, that was the Jesus Christ Superstar. So, but almost all the students later agreed that it was Michael Jackson that they saw. It definitely was MJ, noted Teresa, a student at the school. It was his face and his clothes. He smiled and waved at us. I saw it too, commented Sister Maria. It was not human and must have been a spirit. The students later told me it was Michael Jackson. News of the otherworldly event spread through the area, and some interested locals even visited the hall and hoped that they too might see Jackson's ghost. Belief in ghosts is widespread in Zimbabwe. Truth? Who knows? But we're soon to find out. Something is going funny in Zimbabwe. Hmm. There you go, guys.
Wow.
Michael Jackson making the Zimbabwe rounds.
He's making it, man.
Was Zimbabwe...
That might have been the greatest nativity play of all time.
Was Zimbabwe on the Jackson tour schedule for this season?
That's right after they see the star, right? The wise men see the star. That's when Michael Jackson came down.
Yes.
I forgot the MJ came down there. But that was a good one. Hey, leeches are making a comeback, guys. I don't know if you heard about this. Long
when were
ago,
they ever out?
Yeah, right. They're still back. They're hip, man. They're cool. Long ago, leeches were used as a standard medical tool by clueless doctors, but it turns out the medieval medics might have been onto something after all. Recent research shows that the blood-guzzling parasites inject pain-killing chemicals when they bite their host, making them useful for treating ailments such as arthritis. Shown here, a proud employee of the International Medical Leech Center cozies up to one of the little darling things. So they're actually going under research right now, guys. They're putting a bunch of leeches on these clients. I know here in the U.S., we've used them for in the burn units. When people have, you know, suffered severe burns or whatever, they put leeches on them to get rid of the dead skin. So this is cool. They're bringing it back.
Well, Sean, you know, since you were talking about that, I just wanted to throw out our international listeners. I can't get cities anymore, but I did want to say that
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe did not make our listeners of the month. It was actually Canada this month.
Canada
had the most hits and downloads outside of the U.S. So followed shortly thereafter by Great Britain and the Russian Federation, but.
The Russian Federation. I like that.
So
it kind of sounds like a wrestling thing. The Russian Federation. You know?
Nikolai Volkov's going to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Oh, brother. I love that one. I love the punch the woman thing. I don't say punch women, but it's a good clip. Like.
Yes, the comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghost Fantasy Hunter or their affiliates.
Good job, Sean. You alienated the one female viewer we ever had on this show.
I know. It's great.
Jason, it's funny, Jason, you mentioned that because before you joined the team, we had 65% of our viewers were women. Now, 65% of our viewers are chubby men. So,
how did we know they're chubby?
Yeah, does that show up in the stats? We're huge with the 250 and over crowd.
Oh, man. That's terrible. What an attempt. What an attempt at Jason. I liked it, though. It was good. Everybody going to stay quiet? I'm doing the horn. I'm doing the bell here.
Well, we were waiting. waiting for the next bit of news. Jason's not talking, and I was taking a drag on my cigar from Butthead's Tobacco
Emporium.
Everybody's
getting drunk and smoking from Butthead's Tobacco. I'm going to go ahead and read this next story clip.
There we go.
Real life Edward Scissorhands, guys. We watched the movie. We know it. We love it, right? Edward's cool. Hairstylist Valentino Lazzaro. Go ahead and drink up, guys. Drink up twice for that one. Cuts hair without scissors. Instead, he's invented something he's called claws. Apparently, that's a new term, claws.
Okay.
Apparently. Stainless steel devices worn on the fingertips, which he says can cut hair twice as fast as regular shears. Lazzaro of Fort Myers, Florida, drink up again, guys, has been using his invention for 8 years and believes they'll one day replace scissors entirely. A bunch of his women client apparently are very, very happy with Lazzaro's methods, and he keeps on trucking, man. He keeps on trucking. He's out of Fort Myers, Florida. Jason, did you run into him while you were out there?
I did not, but I was just thinking about how so bad it would suck if he ever fell asleep with them on his hands and then woke up and thought he could, you know,
pleasure himself.
That's what I was saying.
Well, you can say pleasure yourself.
No, he's got a lady with, like, visitor. Poodles, so.
Like in the movie.
Yeah.
They're playing with your dinghy.
That's what the... She's the only one that laughs. She's the only one that gets my humor. My humor's wasted.
Funny.
Okay, I got another one, guys. Full moon really can turn you into a werewolf, guys. This comes out of the Sun News. It says, and this is by Astrid Kelsler. Is the author. With their hairy bodies, sharp fangs, and eerie howls, werewolves provide the perfect scare factor in a good horror flick. But if you thought the man beast only existed in the movies, think again. A new study published in a major medical journal reveals that a full moon really can bring out the worst in people. We talked about this last week, Demon Hunter, but this is a new story. Turning them into snarling, scratching, biting fiends. According to researchers, more than a quarter of a monthly emergency room admissions for violent behavior occurred when the moon was full, double the number from other lunar phases, says researcher Leonie Calver. Drink up, guys. Some of these patients attacked the staff like animals, biting, spitting, and scratching, she says. The patients had to be physically restrained and sedated in order to protect themselves and hospital staff. Frank Ford was recently brought to the ER at Sacred Heart Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, after concerned citizens reported his bizarre behavior to police during last month's full moon. He ripped off his shirt. This could have very well been Jason Gallen. He ripped off his shirt and started running around in circles naked, says Abraham Adams, who witnessed Ford's frightening.
Sounds so familiar.
I know. This goes on to say he got hit by a car. And it says his hands were reaching for the sky, and he was howling at the top of his lungs. Adams continues to say, Arnold Leslie tells an even more horrific tale that happened during a full moon almost 40 years ago. My father, brother, and I were camping in the Poconos. It was a beautiful night with a full moon, and we were telling ghost stories around the fire, recalls Leslie. The next thing I know, this man beast comes running up to us. He's screaming and drooling and half naked. He runs up to my brother and starts clawing at his face. My brother still bears the scars of that night, guys. So they're doing a study right now to find out truly, once and for all, what happens during the full moon phases of the year? I mean, what's going on here, man? People are acting more and more like werewolves.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Can we find out how you become a werewolf? Because we can do an experiment on the show where we try to turn me into one.
See, that was actually, yeah, we had actually talked about that, because when I was a kid one time, I read in a book how to become a werewolf. Remember that? Remember
you
I was kind of talking?
Yeah, I remember you brought that up a long time ago. When we first started, before we started Extreme Paranormal, you were talking about that.
See, guys, go to AETV.com. That's AETV.com. Go under Contact Us and let them know you want to see more of Extreme Paranormal, because that's the kind of stuff you're going to see in the future.
Well, you know, guys, our stories are reminding people of Julio, from when we did the live investigation of the Pine Barrens looking for the New Jersey Devil.
Never did hear back
from Julio. Well, no, right. We did hear back from Julio. We did. He sent an email and said that he was safe and alive and didn't want us to worry. Didn't want us to worry. Of course.
Did he see it?
He did not see it. He did not see it. But he saw something, but he did not see that he knows of. You'd have to go to his website, which you'll find on our past guest page, and you can go over there at ghostanddemon.com and click on past guests and go visit Julio's site. But he is alive. He did live. So
Sean, Sean, find that werewolf thing. I'm going to try it.
I am. I'm going to try to find it. It was actually an old book at the Shelbyville branch here in Marion County at the library. And it was just it was an adult in the adult section under the occult. And I got
next
it.
To the Red Room Riddle.
No, I'm not going to tell that story. Whatever. But it actually told about there was a ceremony to be done. Of course, it probably wasn't what a lot of people would say was on the up and up, but there was a ceremony, no death to humans or anything like that. But it was a pact that you have to make to be able to do that. So
you ready to make a pact with the devil to become a werewolf, Jason?
What?
Are you ready to make a pact with the devil to become a werewolf?
Well, we do it for Extreme Paranormal. I seldom have a choice.
Oh.
Maybe not the devil. One of his lower representatives, maybe. You know, that way I can say I never said that. You know what I mean? There's always a way out, guys, even with Satan?
No, there's never a way out, Sean, because, you know, if you get down to hell, you know, the Satan's got a bunch of lawyers that are down there already writing the contracts up for him, so...
Yeah, but, you know, if you never try and when you die you go to hell anyway, in it off or not... I mean, true.
Yes, I mean, you can at least try.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's say you try to be good all your life, and then you die, and you go to hell, and you go, man, there was so much more stuff I could have done, you know? I mean, really.
Ladies
no,
and
kidding,
gentlemen,
guys.
Do not be evil you, just because it might be the way
to go. How easy is it to get out of a deal with a demon? Like, if you made a deal with a demon, how easy is it to get out of a deal with them?
How easy is it to get out? I think,
yeah. Like, what are the success rates of getting out of demon deals?
Well, first of all, you have to be able to find... George Burns to help you get out of it. And since he's already dead, it's kind of tough.
For the 5 feet long cigar.
Which is just like the cigar I'm smoking from Butthead's Tobacco Emporium tonight.
Well, that's got to be good. That's got to be good. But see, you can do that now because you're going to be a member of the... we can't even mess with you no more. I could be killed in my sleep.
You could have been killed in your sleep before. I know where you live.
I know, this is true. But instead, you send me Christmas presents, so I like the
Hey, I finally got mine, by the way. Thank you very much.
Did you have that already?
No, I don't have that. I've been playing it a lot, though.
You know, Nathan, I'm trying to send you and Gowans out, but the mailman kept sending it back. Apparently, there's a leakage problem with the package, so I can't...
Well, you're legally not allowed to send bodily fluids there, Sean.
Whatever, yo, Mr. Window. You're just talking over me. I rain, I'm funny. That's it.
Oh.
Do we have time for another story, or are we going to go straight
You have time for one more story before we go to our guests.
Okay, now I didn't read this one, so let's...
Oh, get your drinks ready.
Workers spooked after finding a noose, guys. And this comes from Ghost Theory, which I got off of about.com, paranormalabout.com for all your needs. And it originally came from Ghost Theory. A worker spooked after finding a noose. Says a construction crew working in the historic Australian building came upon a ghastly finding. While tearing up the roof of the Studley, Studley, Park House, they found a hangman's noose dangling from the rafters. This unnerved the workers, given that they had reservations about working there to begin with due to the popular legend of being haunted. Reports of voices and lights have plagued the house for years. Studley Park House's reputation for being haunted has deepened after workmen responsible for repairing the old house made a disturbing discovery. The men have been busy replacing parts of the iron roof and repairing the slate to make the 120-year-old Victorian mansion watertight. But it's the interior that has had them buzzing after they stumbled on the hangman's noose dangling from the home's steeple roof. Studley Park House, the centerpiece of Camden Golf Course, has long been regarded as one of the Camden's most haunted abodes. The haunting theories were spawned by several tragic incidents that occurred on the site, like the drowning of a 14-year-old boy in the property's dam in 1909 and the death in 1939 of the son of then-owner Arthur Gregory. A sales manager for 20th Century Fox Australia, Mr. Gregory's son reportedly died in the home's theaterette from, what is this? Get ready to drink, guys. Appendicitis. There we go. I was going to say appendicitis. See? That's education.
But you saved yourself, and then you told us how wrong you were going to be. So
I don't want to hide. This is who I am, folks. Okay. Rod Nash, director of Affordable Roofing, the company repairing the roof, said he has no doubt the house was haunted. Despite uncovering the hangman's noose,
Mr. Nash said he was keen to the visit the house at night. He was keen to not visit the house at night. Studley Park House was built in Narraland, Gazier, William Payne in 1889 for his bride, but after ruining, running into debt, he sold it to an architect. The grand home changed owners several times over the years and has been used as a private residence, as Camden Grammar School, and for Army training during World War II. Camden Historical Society's Ray Herbert researched Studley Park's long and interesting history. I've been in the house at all hours of the day and night, and I haven't seen a ghost, he said. The same can't be said for the four contestants who spent time isolated in the dormitory, cellar, theater, and tower for 2001 filming of Screen Test, a psychological reality game show. The brave participants were locked in the house as cameras filmed their feelings, thoughts, and any paranormal occurrences. One of the contestants who reported hearing voices was too spooked to continue the challenge, and another said he'd heard a baby crying from a corner of the room. Kids have said they've walked past the house and seen a lady looking out the window. Mr. Herbert said someone once reported seeing the lights on in a part of the house where there was no lights. Another time when the fire brigade was called to investigate a report of lights being on, they checked the main floors and found they were switched off. So there you go, guys. The Studley... What is that? It's not Studley. I'm not going to call it Studley.
But I was just waiting for Studley. I just was.
It's the Studley house. There you go, Studley. No, it's Studley house, guys. And it's apparently haunted. And I can't believe they found a hangman's noose. How cool is that? Huh?
That is cool. That is very cool.
It's very cool. I dig it!
Might have been cool to have a head in it, you know, but what are you going to do?
Well,
it's very Edgar Allan Poe.
Huh?
It's very Edgar Allan Poe.
It is. It is very Edgar Allan Poe.
Matt Damon!
So. I just added that. Matt Damon!
Do we have Jason there still?
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know. You stay so quiet.
Hey, guys, what do you say we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll have our guest for this evening.
All right, guys, sounds good. Up next, guys, our band. Special thanks. Rejected Faith's the name of the band. Song title, Last Chance. Name of the band is Rejected Faith. Song title, Last Chance, guys. You can find out more about Rejected Faith at GarageBand.com. Make sure you go to GarageBand.com. Tell them you heard them on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Stay tuned, guys.
Cool. Okay, let's see if I can do this in one try here.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal, and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for Parashare, and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the NJGHS.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at PodcastAlley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
We'll be right back.
you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal, do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more, then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Hey, this is Jim Snell, the Parafooter, and you listen to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
All you heathens and hooligans, go on and get the hell out of here.
You know, we're gonna actually have to talk to Jim Snell. It kind of sounded drunk in that one when he did.
He was just done doing our show. Of course he was drunk. What are you talking about?
Hey, this is Jim Snell. Listen, because I'm drunk.
I think that was before the New Jersey Devil hunt, though.
It was. That's when he was actually out tracking. I mean, the man's crazy. Jim Snell's nuts anyway. I love the guy. Good friend of the show. Good friend of ours. And he was out on the trail of the Lizard Man. Remember that?
That's right. Somebody had actually hit it with their car. And right after we aired our show, well, not right after, about 2 months after, I actually watched on, I think it was one of the channels on cable, them talking about the accident where somebody hit the Lizard Man with their car. And I was sitting there going, hey, we beat that. Why didn't we get those ratings? I just don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one time, it wasn't Jason Gowen that got hit by a car. It was the Lizard Man. So
I occasionally have dressed up as the Lizard Man and also been hit by a car.
I've seen you dressed as the Spider-Man, but not the Lizard Man.
That's on the roof.
Okay, guys.
Or
I know
on Doug's lap.
Everybody in the chat room, everybody listening around the world is very excited about tonight's guest. You couldn't meet a nicer bunch of people. They're in your home. They're under your bed. I'm not talking about tonight's guest, but I'm talking about what tonight's guests are going to talk
about. I thought you were talking about the cameras you had in our fans' houses.
Well, those are under people's beds, too. But Steve and Kimberly Gunn, guys, from HauntedDolls.net. That's HauntedDolls.net. If you haven't been there, you got to check it out. Don't check it out now, because we have Steve and Kimberly Gunn on the air. Steve, Kimberly, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having us on the show.
Hi.
Hi. Now, I first of all, I want to thank you guys for coming on such short notice. All our listeners out there, guys, sometimes we press it literally like 6 hours before showtime. Tonight, I actually got a hold of Steve and Kimberly, and they're so sweet. Kimberly had called back, and she said that, yeah, you know, we can do it. So thank you guys so much for doing this at late notice.
Well, that's because we... Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, that's because we push it to the edge, Sean. We push it to the edge.
Yeah, we do. We push it to the edge.
But you sound so laid back, too.
That's the booze and cigars talking.
But, of course, you guys are from HauntedDolls.net. Now, I want to talk a little bit first, Steve, with you. You are a metaphysical practitioner. Could you explain that to us a little bit and define that for us?
Sure. Well, metaphysics is a very broad description, but more or less means a study of nature that's not of the laws of physics. So it's anything to do with energy, really, which includes psychic reading, working with spirits, mediumship, energy healing. It's a sort of set of broad disciplines more than just psychic reading. I study Zen Buddhism. I teach meditation. So it's all of the spiritual stuff, but in a broader context than, say, just a psychic medium.
Okay. Now, Kimberly,
does that make any sense?
it does, actually. It does. And I think what you're saying is you're open to different kinds of senses. I mean, you can pick them spirits up on different levels, yeah?
Yeah, but also it's not belief-based. So, for instance, it's still based on a tangible evidence. So it sits somewhere between hard science and belief-based spirituality. You know, we tend not to do things on belief, but use a lot of disciplines and use very good evidential techniques, but of things on the energy plane. Yeah.
We kind of do the same thing because nobody believes Sean to begin with. So
see, I love that,
company,
Steve.
Nobody believes me. Yeah.
Right. See, I love that about you, Steve, because I've had the privilege and the honor, and both Nathan and Jason and I have had the honor of working with several psychics in the field, shamans, stuff like that. And these guys are great. These guys are terrific. And, you know, they do go off of a lot of the, what you were saying, a lot of the hard facts of what's going on there. But a lot of the times their feelings are so strong, what they pick up in a place, that's all you hear. You hear about what's going on. And with you, you put in the facts and you put in the, and you get a lot of the nitty gritty, right? You get your hands dirty.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of I work with spirit, but a lot of the stuff I do is with people with personal tragedy in their lives are looking for a bigger answer. And they're looking for something more than it'll be okay next Wednesday. Don't worry about it, you know. So right. There's a sort of obligation to not impose my beliefs onto anybody, but to deliver a good technique that can help them, that is beyond my belief, but in my practical knowledge, it can work, you know.
Right. Now, Steve, will it be okay next Wednesday? Because I got to pull another double at work, and I just don't think I can make it.
Well, you're in trouble, but let's talk about that later, shall we?
Oh, that's great. Let's continue. But, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about, and this goes with Kimberly Gunn, your wife, very sweet lady, and she started hauntedolls.net, right, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay, and what made you start that? That is so interesting to me because I've been scared to death for dolls for, oh, well, let's see here. I'm 34, let's say 33 years. So
Well, basically, I've been seeing spirits ever since I was a young child.
Uh-huh.
And I recently, a couple years ago, heard that dolls were haunted, or you could have a haunted doll. So I said, well, you know, there's homes that are haunted. There are personal items of people that are haunted. I said, why can't a doll be haunted? So I purchased some and started researching them.
Wow.
Now, do you ever, like, look into somebody's stories about a doll being haunted and find out, wow, this person was just really afraid of this doll?
Yes. That happens. Especially the clown dolls. People are really scared of clowns.
Now,
you know, I had talked to you before about it, Kimberly. My mom, when I was growing up, she had all those Laura Ingalls dolls with the glass marble eyes.
Right.
And they would stare into my... I had like the whole... Now, I would watch Little House on the Prairie all the time, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da. It was all nice. Everybody gave apple pies to each other. Everything was cool. But late at night when those lights went off and Laura Ingalls stared into my bedroom... You know?
Ew.
She stared into my bedroom, and it didn't help that I had a 13-foot long Chucky doll poster on my wall from child's play. But I've always been scared of these dolls. Does that have anything to do possibly with the hauntings of these dolls? Do you think the spirits that go into these objects like dolls are there to harm people, to scare people?
No. They attach to the doll, either it was their personal item, something that they love dearly, or something that resembles them.
Right.
So that's basically why they attach to the doll. Not to harm people or scare people or anything like that.
Okay. Now, I know that you have... How many dolls do you have now?
I have over 60.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, do you have, like, a whole room for them?
I have many rooms. I have them spread throughout the house.
Yeah, many, many.
God, God help you, Steve.
I was about to say, good for you, Steve. Boy, that must be tough when you have the guys over to play poker, you know?
And you always got an extra woman watching around the house, or an extra doll, you know? Watching, judging.
You can't get away with anything in that kind of situation.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you because, you know, when we announced that you were going to be on the show, one of my friends, Billy B, contacted me and said he had a really strange experience with Robert the Doll down in Key West.
Yes, I've gone to see Robert the Doll, too.
Well, according to him, he went in to take Robert's picture, and his entire camera just kind of went wacky and would not take pictures.
I never found the pictures. I took pictures of him also, and nothing. I could not find these pictures.
His camera just kind of shut down on him, would come back on, go off. Whenever he went to take a picture of Robert, though, the camera wouldn't work. And then when he left Robert's area, it went back to working perfectly.
I've heard that before. People have experienced that.
Wow. Well, no, there's people.
I've seen that. I've seen Robert the Dalai at TAPSCon like 2 years ago, and like I stood in front of it, and it just gave the most uneasy feeling. And I don't normally like I'm not normally affected by like haunted dolls, but there's something about that thing.
There was the really funny story though was that Jason was standing in front of it, and people walked up and went, "Look, there's two of them."
Hey, I'm cute.
Yeah, I always want to put a little railroad outfit on you, a little conductor's hat and all that, and just kind of set you in my corner.
You did in New Orleans, and I will never do it again.
See how we roll, Steve, Kimberly? See how we do this? Yeah.
Yeah, we're buying a subscription to the show now. Yeah.
It'd be real cheap, let me tell you. But, you know, don't you guys get spooked at night? I mean, not only do you have dolls, okay, that's spooky within itself for certain people, for me, example, but you have haunted dolls in your house and they're probably in your room while you're sleeping and stuff. What's that like?
Doesn't really bother me.
It's very busy. There are lots of phenomena all the time, and we have five dogs, and the dogs are always barking at something, but you get used to it. After a while, you just get used to all this crazy stuff going on.
Wow.
Now,
we get lights, we get manifestations, we get things moving, we get noises. It's like all the time, but you just become used to it.
I know Jason wanted to know if you had any ventriloquist dolls, because Jason is very interested in haunted ventriloquist dolls.
I don't have any of them.
If you ever come across one, let me know.
Now, Kimberly, I was going to ask you, how are they, I'm being a little funny here, how are they to ward off mice? Because I had a couple mice in the house a couple weeks ago, and if I could get one of those dolls to, you know. No, I'm kidding. I know it's a very serious
thing.
Sean,
you can get a crystal skull to do that. That's fine.
Yeah, but that's the thing. These dolls, do you ever hear them like, let's say you go to bed, they're sitting in a chair, and all of a sudden the chair's knocked over and they're in a different corner of the room in the morning.
No, I don't have that, but you do hear them speaking.
Really?
Things do happen, yes.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
You know, your home is now Sean's worst nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I have one doll in here in my living room. She scares everybody that comes over here. She is a 6-foot-tall Native American doll. She weighs about 50 pounds.
See, that's not fair. She could attack me in my sleep.
And she will, Sean.
Moved.
She will.
Haven't you guys seen the Puppet Master, for goodness sakes? Don't you know what could happen? Come on, Steve. Help me out here.
Didn't you see a mannequin? Didn't you see what can happen?
Mannequin, is that the one where the Egyptian woman?
You do see changes in facial expression. You really do see that.
Wow.
Although you don't tend to see them move between rooms, you do see move positions and you do see changes in facial expression. And they do make noises, you know, or the chairs will move, but not from room to room. So there's quite a lot of physical movement, but not like on the movies, yeah?
Well, yeah.
You guys
sent Ashley's having a small conniption here. She's freaking out over all of this.
No, Jason keeps a ventriloquist dummy in his home.
It's wooden American, Nathan.
What's that?
Yes,
they're wooden American.
Call it a dummy, please. That's very.
It's ventriloquist.
That's not PC.
Okay, it's wooden a ventriloquist American. Wooden American. but he keeps it in his home, and he actually has used it on paranormal investigations, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Whispers of State, I did.
And to our surprise, it had some good effect.
Good. Great.
You know, and so have you ever, like, investigated the homes from which these dolls came from?
No.
What we sometimes do is that I'll pick it up psychically or through mediumship. They'll tell me things. We had one recently. It was talking about, which war was it, Kim? One of the wars that Bob was talking about.
Oh, the Korean.
Korean War, and a number of a unit came through, and a location, and a name of a friend, and this amazing amount of detail, and wanting to sit near a radio, and seeing a flag, and all this crazy stuff just came through. And then Kim will contact, not because of me, because the doll, you know, the spirit associated with the doll wants to communicate. And then she'll go check it out with the person she bought it from.
Now, you say Bob was telling you these things. Is Bob a doll?
Bob is the doll. Bob's the doll.
Bob is the spirit attached to the doll.
And they'll give you this information, which you can later go back and verify.
So let me get this straight. Steve, Kimberly, at night while you guys are laying down, you know, you're talking about, woo, what a day this is. What a day this has been. You guys are getting ready for sleep. You grab the underside of your pillow because it's the coldest. And all of a sudden you hear, you start hearing these sometimes. Conversations.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's quite often. Quite often, Kim will ask whether I called her or not, and she'll be convinced I spoke to her. And it's the same with me, because they'll pretend to be somebody else, you know.
Now, and I've also
what do you think they do?
People,
what do you...
I've also had people come to our home who spent the night and experienced these things.
Wow.
So when you come...
Sean, we got to go down there, Sean.
So, you know what, guys, if I wanted to get one of these, because I have kids here, right, and I talked to you, Kimberly, about that before the show. That's a very big concern of mine. And, of course, with Extreme Paranormal, we go out and we do a lot of crazy stuff, and it's always a concern of us with our families that we bring something back here or whatever with us. We don't want to do that, something negative. But if I wanted to get something like that just for the studios here and, let's say, have a haunted item, how could I trust something on eBay or something? Because everybody says everything's on. I seen a haunted screw the other day with a bolt. I don't
know
if the bolt
was... I used to sell haunted ninja swords on there, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Basically, you have to get to know some of the eBay sellers, and they do have reputable sellers on there. Okay. I have purchased several Rosalind House dolls, and these are the real deal. They come from Rosalind House. It's a very haunted place.
Let me write that
in
down.
In Virginia.
Roseland House.
And these people actually own this haunted home, and it's in Virginia. And they actually found these dolls in the attic.
Now, a while back, I had been watching eBay, and there was a haunted teddy bear or Cookie Monster or something on there. And the people selling it were talking about how it was haunted and how it always came back to them. So if they shipped it to you and the box showed up empty, they didn't hold themselves responsible, because that just meant that the dolls come home. So
don't,
you know,
trust them.
Okay.
Yeah, you see these ridiculously fake photos on eBay. I mean, just common sense will tell you that, you know, somebody is trying to pull one over on you, really. And they get more extreme by the day, don't they?
Well, it's funny, because people have contacted me and asked me for haunted items. And, you know, most of the haunted items that I come across, I bind and get rid of. And only a few do I keep and are cleansed and bind and blessed and then in a very safe place. So when you get a haunted item, what do you do with it to keep it safe?
Well, we have protection rituals. We always protect everything that comes into the house. We smudge and cleanse, and we do lots of all of that. We manage the energy in the house at all times.
It's on your website, Steve. I seen that today.
Yeah, but Kim gets sent dolls that people can't manage because they're obviously not very happy where they are, and they create all sort of mayhem. And
Hope
they get sent
die.
To us.
Now,
we got a question, actually, from Chicken Zombie Tom in the chat room, guys. And he wants to know...
Chicken Zombie Tom. I love that guy.
Chicken Zombie. He wants to know...
Ass to me on Facebook, though.
Yes, he is. Now he'll be one to Steve and Kimberly. So, no, okay. But he asked, has a doll ever asked you for help to untrap its spirit?
Well, the spirits don't really get trapped in that way. The doll doesn't contain the spirit. Okay? It's an association, it's an attachment. It's not contained, and it can break it. There's a lot of mythology around that, but anything we become emotionally attached to in life, we retain that attachment. So the doll uses that as a sort of point of focus to manifest itself in a physical plane. Things like Robert was subject to voodoo, which uses a lot of spells and earth energy to trap energy around the doll. So that's different, but generally, they're not trapped. Generally, there's not really, you don't come across that.
Now, we've been exposed to quite a bit of voodoo. Do you come across a lot of dolls that have been involved with spiritualist and spiritual and occult activity?
I've had a few.
Allegedly, because it's a real good selling point on eBay, apparently.
Yeah.
Sticky the Stick doll, which used to be a broom handle, is now Dirk Guaranteed haunted voodoo doll from, you know. But in practice,
Sticky the Stick doll.
Have you ever gotten a jalapeno on a stick?
On a stick.
On a stick.
I've come across people that have had voodoo, but not real dolls yet. I don't think we have we, Kim?
Well, we had some Wiccan and a few dolls like that. I had one that the lady contacted me and said it was an evil voodoo doll, but it wasn't. It was children attached to this doll.
Well, that goes into a good question that Jerry in the chat room wants to know. Are the spirits attached to these dolls usually children spirits?
A lot of them are.
Because the kids created the emotional attachment when they had the doll, yeah?
Well, yeah. I just want to play for some people here. One of the EVPs you guys sent us, and it's the voices talking.
Yeah, and
house.
We just want to tell, guys, this is kind of up there. So if you do have kids listening to the show, you shouldn't have anyway. But if you do, send them out of the room, guys. It's kind of spooky
stuff. It's
20
of 11. Put them to bed. So here we go. This is the voices talking. Now, it does sound like there's some other stuff going on there, like maybe a ceiling fan or something with it, but...
No, there's no ceiling fan on, but there were a couple of people talking. Of course, we had transferred that recording over. And
we hadn't really processed it at the time, so yeah, if you listen to it on a good set of headphones or something, you'll hear it much better.
I did hear it. I tell you, I have to download them,
and I heard it there.
And we have no small children in our home. My son is 18.
Well, to go too with the question of children, I'm just going to play this one really fast, which is the crying. Hold on.
Yeah, that
one
sounded
is
like
a Roseland House doll.
And that sounded like
now
a child.
I kind of want
cry.
One.
I do too. I want one so bad. I'm going to send it to Steve and Kimberly first, though.
Now, do you guys set up recorders in your house near the dolls to try and figure out where the sounds are coming from?
Yes. Now, that was, she had just come into our home. Usually, when they first come in, you can really pick up stuff. She was a Roseland House doll, the ones that I had told you about before. And they were saying that she was a toddler. So I said, well, we're going to set the EVP up. We're going to record and see what we get. And she obviously was scared and crying.
Right. Now, I just want to remind all the listeners out there, guys, that Steve and Kimberly sent us these, and these are authentic. These are from dolls. Guys, these are dolls speaking. Do you realize how weird that is? And what I want to say is this gets a lot better. I know the EVPs you guys have already gave are amazing, but I know there's one in there that made me stop in my tracks.
Well,
the
one that made me stop in my tracks, I'm going to play right now for people because I've been holding off on it. It was going to be the last one I play for the night, but I can't hold back anymore because it had just that much
effect. You played a couple times.
Here we go. I'm going to play it a few times in a row because it's short. Now that
particular one,
when I first heard it the first time, I thought it said "Help me escape," and I had to put on headphones to hear it say "Help me sleep." But
that actually is Miss Helen, which we've come to know as Miss Helen. She's a 1950s Rosemary doll. She was 93 years old. And actually, the EVP prior to that were children talking, and I was trying to sleep at the time, and that came across, help her sleep.
Now, you know, a good question did come up, Steve, and I know we had talked about this before, but we have a question from Ghost Chase, and it says, has a doll ever attacked you? And I'm going to let you tell this story, Steve.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I've had spirits mess with me because if you're sensitive, if you're somebody who's, you know, practicing and using your psychic abilities, they'll sometimes mess with you. And particularly if they want attention, They can do things, anything from smells, making things move. I got thrown out of bed one day, and I weighed 210 pounds, so I'm not little, but I sort of woke up on the floor. Kim looked at me and said, how the hell did you throw yourself out of bed? But it was just somebody who was particularly annoyed and wanted to get my attention, but that's a very extreme case.
That wasn't a doll. That wasn't
that was
a spirit attached to a doll. That's a spirit attached to our home, and we had been remodeling the home, and we really ticked him off.
Okay. But you get lots of smells and things, and they'll change the temperature, and the usual sort of stuff. The sort of stuff you guys are used to, we know you come across spirits. That was very extreme, but quite funny.
Steve, Kimberly, let me ask you something. If one of our listeners, me in particular, if we wanted to get a doll that was known to be haunted, do you guys do anything where you could, you would take the doll first and kind of purify it and then have it sent out? And what kind of price range are people looking at when they go to buy these dolls?
Well,
that's not something we do at the moment.
Okay.
It's something people have asked us to do, and then it's something like Kim might consider doing in the future. I mean, price, Kim can talk about that. I don't think she ever admits to me how much she pays for them.
You can pay $15 to thousands of dollars for a haunted doll.
Gee, Steve, did you know that? Did you know that, Steve?
I bet Visa knows that.
If we've got a doll that costs more than $15, it's on the eBay tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll never tell.
That vacation to Hawaii got postponed.
I think on average 25, don't you, Sammy?
Sometimes, but no, not necessarily.
Uh-oh, fight. You heard it here on Ghostman and Demon Hunter first.
We cause domestic problems, folks, here at the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. That's what we do. But
we are a domestic problem.
Yeah, we are a domestic problem. But what I wanted to ask you guys is, so have you ever, when you went to bed at night, have you ever been able to hear it clear enough to where they're asking each other about you? They're watching you and Steve. They're wanting to know. They're asking each other, like, have you seen them? What are they doing? What are they doing now?
I've heard good night. I have a spirit attached to this home, and he will come in at night, and he whispers. He'll say good night.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Now, does that mean you've actually had dolls personally speak to you?
No, I've had the spirits speak to me, not the doll. The doll doesn't move its lips and, you know, anything like that. But I've had spirits speak, and loud enough that we could hear them.
Now, some of these EVPs that you sent me, I want to play another one here. I'll play a couple of them, actually, in a row. But some of them, very short. Is that what you usually get, are little messages?
Yeah, very short.
All right, let's listen to a few more of them here. I'm going to play two of them. I think I'm going to play the two come ones. So here we go.
A little girl singing.
Yeah, that the one that says come here or come down, that is one of my little ones. That is Marie. She is about
Marie's
4.
Scary.
I've also seen her figure standing at the foot of my bed.
Oh, yeah. Have you? Because Jason has had a little ghost children come sit at the foot of his bed too, and it's one of
don't talk about it.
It's one of his favorite things in the world. So we're
no, it's not any of my favorite things. I hate ghost kids,
and they hate you.
They love you, Jason.
So Kimberly, when you say you've seen her figure at the end of the, are you talking about the actual figurine, the doll?
No, I've seen a shadow person. But of that child, she barely looks over the foot of my bed. She's about 3.5 foot tall.
Don't you just grab them sometimes and look at them and say, okay, tell me all about it?
I was in shock at first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I would be too. It's kind of like you would tell them, you know, I'd want to say, hey, how can I help you? What, you know, what do you want? Do I rock him at night? Do I treat him like, you know what I mean?
I think she was basically looking for her mother because she's the one that would call out mama.
Well,
That's so sad.
I have that EVP too here, the mama EVP I want to play really fast. Is that the same one?
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick listen to this one here. That's like Mama Marie.
That is the Marie, the little girl that I've been talking about. She's the antique doll.
Oh, my. Wow.
I think everybody's just kind of like, what? You know? I think everybody across the nation that's listening to our show just kind of woke up with these EVPs.
All four of them. Yep.
I've seen her, like I said, at the foot of my bed. Dark shadow, 3.5 foot tall. I've also seen her in a dark mist going across the wall.
Now, have you had investigators in to check all this out?
No. We do our investigating here. We've got everything that we need, and, you know, we just like doing this and seeing what we come up with.
I tell you what, Kimberly, I want to do something for the show because I'm interested in this. I want to know, if you have any spare time whatsoever, it doesn't have to be next week or whatever, could you help me find a positive haunted doll that I could bring into my home here? Something that you could look into and help me that I could buy? Not something $1,000, you know, but something like, you know, $15, $20 range that I could get, possibly bring her here, put her in the house.
I can tell you, like I said, a couple of the people that I know that are reputable sellers. And if you go to eBay, of course, she's not on there right now because they're at Roseland House. But all the Roseland House dolls, and if you go on eBay and pull up haunted dolls and go on the left side, you can pull up specific sellers. And she's Betty's Boots, BETYSBOOTS.
And they found these dolls in the house?
Yes, they bought this home, and they found just thousands of dolls in the attic. Now, There's another seller that is very reputable.
I think
she's going to
be sold out after tonight's show.
I have bought many, many of my dolls through Living Dolly. And she has the most active that I have found.
The other thing that's important to remember is the doll will react to the environment. So how you relate to it and what environment you put it in, who's around it, is going to affect how it manifests and what it does.
Well, you know, we need to put it near Jason then, because he has the best effect around
haunted
children.
Well, it's
definitely
going to react then, yeah.
Why is it always me? Why?
Because they love you.
Well, hey, Nate, let's play some of those good EVPs again. A couple of them.
Okay. I've got a few here I wanted to play. Let me just bring up the sound here. Now, I know that that says hello on it, but for me that sounds like Sean blowing his nose. It's
Hey, you don't know how I sound when I blow my nose.
Are you kidding? We heard you blowing your nose the entire time you were sick down south.
So I mean, you know, where did that sound come from?
I didn't get that. What?
Sorry, I missed the question.
I'm sorry. I asked, where did the sound come from when you got that?
What? Which one was it? Said hello.
I'm not sure. That one, I had a few of the dolls. I wasn't really expecting a whole lot. You know, I just put the EVP down and let it go for the night and then check it in the morning. But the others, right. I know where it came from.
Well, I tell you, we got a question in the chat room, guys, Steve, Kimberly. It says, so does it mean that if you're nice to a doll, it will be placid?
it often can, because the ones that Kimberly gets sent are not happy with the people that they're with, so they're more active. And when they come here, they tend to be more placid and calm down. But they're most active when you first get them. So if you're wanting a doll to perform, I think you might be disappointed. If you wanted to accept the doll in the home and sort of accept what it does, I think, and not have too high expectations too soon, they'll sometimes go along with it. But of course, like kids, you know, when they want, not when you want.
Right. I would just like to get one and do EVP experiments with it.
Well, you know, I was
I think maybe we'll get Kim to suggest one to you. Have a look on her favorite supplies list and email you. How's that?
That would be amazing, guys.
I just
look
realized...
at Kim. She's all quiet right now going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
About $8,000. Is that okay?
I just found the other EVP that we were talking about, the doll before with the Mommy Maria. Let's see if I can bring that one up here.
No, that one's scary.
No. You'll love this one, Jason.
No more.
So, that I heard Mommy. I'll give that. Yeah, I heard Mommy. But, Jason, I just thought you might like to know, since we were talking about it, I looked up haunted dolls on eBay.
Okay.
And let me scroll all the way to the bottom here. It's going to take me about 5 minutes to do it. But on the three pages of haunted dolls, there is a haunted ventriloquist doll.
No, do not tempt him.
It's,
come on, Jason.
I've just been vetoed by the official boss.
There you go, Steve. There goes your visa tonight, buddy.
It's the haunted Dead Silence Billy doll. The eyes follow you. And
wait, what is it?
The haunted Dead Silence Billy doll. The eyes follow you. But it's $309.99 with 29 days to go. So,
I like my haunted dolls $20 or low. So that's $30.
There are a lot of haunted dolls on here, Sean. So, you know, you never know here. Let's time ending soon. Let's see here. There's about three pages, and they range from about $15
I just thought we could get Steve and Kimberly to help us, and we could actually.
Well, yeah, we'll check. We'll have a look. We'll check one out, and we'll email you a suggestion.
There is one on there with or through Living Dolly. If you pull up the sellers on the left hand side, you can go down and specify what seller, and it's Living Dolly.
What
she does have one doll on there.
Okay.
It is an antique looking doll.
You know that creeps me out, Kimberly.
I'm going to buy like 10 of them and just set them in a row.
Next time we go to film on Extreme Paranormal, we're going to fill Sean's room with them.
Yeah.
It's,
that's a good idea. He wakes up and they're all, and we just put knives in all of their hands.
You guys hear what I put up with here?
Yeah, we feel for you, buddy.
I know.
Can we kind of just come sleep over in your haunted dollhouse?
Yeah, can we?
We'll do a live broadcast from Haunted Doll Kingdom.
See? We can
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely, great idea.
That's how I roll. Right? I would do that in a heartbeat.
But, you know, I just want to throw this EVP out there. I've got one I'm saving for the end of the night. But this one's asking for somebody in particular, or is it saying its name? I'm not sure. Let's listen to it for a second. Well, that was really soft over the speaker, so people
it
might not
like
have heard
Sean
it.
It sounded like Sean tooting at the end.
That's great. That's great. No, but see, the whole thing... Oh, there we go.
That's Rosie barking at a spirit.
See, there you go. That's what you guys hear in the middle of the night, right? The dog just starts going nuts.
Well, we have five dogs as well, so it gets pretty noisy.
Wow.
It gets nuts is when someone opens the front door and slams it at 3 a.m. and the door's locked and everybody's in bed.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm the only guy here, so I'd be the one getting up to go check that. And I'd have to walk through your mountains and mountains of haunted dolls to get to the door. Yeah, I would be no good in your house at all, Kimberly. You and Steve. Yeah.
I want $100 now.
I need to. But what, I was going to ask you guys, when you guys are actually doing the EVP experiments on these dolls, do you have the recorder next to the doll, or do you have it in your room and you hear these voices?
I have it in their lap.
Okay. And it sounds like the voices are distant from the actual doll.
That's because the spirit isn't inside the doll. The spirit will walk around just like any person would in your home.
Yeah, you got to think of the doll as the antenna that the spirit attaches to, but it's not contained within the doll.
Okay.
They will roam your home.
So if I bring a ghost in the doll, it will not stay in the doll. It will roam my home.
That's it.
I think I got a Gowan doll.
Well, I want a Jason Gowan action figure. I'm a boy. I don't play with dolls.
Well, I think we should play that great EVP that we got that Steve and Kimberly sent us, Nathan. I think it's time to play it. That's pretty spooky.
Oh, we have a question from the chat room. Guido would like to know, Kim, what? Tell us a little more about the Lisa doll.
I didn't get that. What did he say?
We had a question. The Lisa doll.
I actually had a lady in Virginia contact me. Now, I bought Lisa and also my Native American doll through her. This woman is terrified of dolls, obviously, but the Native American really pushed her over the edge. Lisa wasn't so much. She just got a real funny feeling about the doll. She said she put the doll in the closet. It would claw on the door. And she said, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
She was here scratching. And she actually contacted me through my website. Now, she also contacted me about the Native American doll that I have. She had the doll for about a month and had it upstairs. The whole family was terrified of this doll. They would hear people walking around, things being thrown around in the room. She wouldn't even go into the room. She was so terrified of that doll.
Lisa's
cat. It's come here. We don't have anything. You know, we have the expressions change from time to time, but...
We did do a reading on it, didn't we, and find out the background and who is attached to it and everything.
There's actually three people attached to the Native American doll. We've got two females and a child.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, let's listen to a couple of these, Sean. I'm going to play this one first because I've got these last few EVPs. Let's listen to this one.
Yes.
I think that was the mom EVP. And let's listen to this one here. Oh, that was the Sean... blowing his nose EVP again. And now this one that I've been saving for the end of the night. Here it is. Well, folks, if you couldn't hear that one as well as I could through the earphones because you're on speakers, it said goodnight.
It did.
And that's why
and that was actually that was actually not a doll. Kimberly had told me that that's a spirit that they have there in their house.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a 48-year-old man who actually passed away in this home prior to us buying it.
Well, I certainly hope it wasn't during your buying it. That would have been a downer.
It took a while for us to even realize that there was somebody else here other than us.
Right. So, well, I tell you what, guys, this has been an amazing night, and it's the first show I've heard ever where someone has talked to somebody that has haunted dolls like you guys do, and kudos to you for living with them and experimenting with them. I mean, what kind of places do you guys want to take this to in 2010? What do we want to learn?
Kim?
Just research as much as we can.
Right.
You know, and learn as much as we can about them. Obviously, there's more to it than, you know, what we've been taught. There's more out there, and, you know, we need to learn. Know where these spirits are coming from. What's going on? What do they want? What do they need?
Do you ever, set up, just a little tea party for them?
What?
Do you ever set up, just a little tea party for them?
They actually have little dolls.
Yeah, don't tell them that you put the TV on for the young ones, Kim.
I do it for my cat. Why not? You know,
if I don't put it on, they will.
Really? If you don't turn the TV on?
They'll also come through about food. The children's spirits often communicate with me about food that they miss. You know, they seem to miss food a lot. It's crazy things. And sometimes they can make the smell of a certain food or a certain fragrance, that sort of thing. So they're quite active in that way.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Steve and Kimberly Gunn, it's hauntedolls.net. Yes. That's www.hauntedolls.net. And guys, if somebody has a haunted doll or they want to learn more about haunted dolls, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go via the email from hauntedolls.net. It'll come directly me.
Okay.
There's a discussion forum on this site as well.
There is. Okay. Discussion.
Now, Steve, how do they get a hold of you, sir? I know there's a different email site for you.
Oh, I have my website is stevegunn.net.
Okay.
Stevegunn.net and hauntedolls.net.
Yep.
And,
yes.
Wow. Jason, are you going to sleep tonight?
No.
Look, guys, can you hang on the line for us with us for a little bit here?
Yeah.
And Sean, Jason, I'm afraid it's that time where we have to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Absolutely, guys. Hey, special thanks to our band tonight, Rejected Faith, and the song was Last Chance, guys. Make sure to go to garageband.com and check out Rejected Faith. Make sure to tell them Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show sent you. That's where you heard it at. And special thanks to Steve and Kimberly Gunn tonight, guys, from hauntedolls.net. You know, we always know that the dolls are out there. They're staring at us with their black eyes, but we never knew that there could be something beyond those black eyes, guys. So I say go out and get your own doll. I'm thinking about it myself. But anyway, guys, be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log on to our forums because we really want to hear from you.
And don't forget to join us next week. That'll be Sunday, January 17th, when we come back with another great Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. And don't forget to go to the aetv.com website. Go scroll to the bottom and click on comment and or contact us and let them know that you miss Extreme Paranormal, you want more Extreme Paranormal, and you want it now. So... What else,
guys? Hey, don't go changing ghost hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like work where I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in, sleeping day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. Telling me what to do just makes me wanna say to those heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I can use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need this. I wanna make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans.